It all starts with the cast. With a Daiwa reel, you can make longer casts and more of them. That's because Daiwa reels have the highest retrieve speeds in the industry, and whether it's salmon, steelhead, trout, bass, or walleye, they've got a reel for you. Daiwa ballistic spinning reels and Lexa bait casting reels have become the standard for Northwest steelhead guys because they cast further and they hold up to the repeated abuse that only North America's hardest fighting freshwater game fish can deliver. If these guys swear by them, they've got to be the best. If you're looking for a new reel, look no further than Daiwa. Daiwa reels. Feel alive.
This is the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. Feel alive.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Line, 710-710, powered by Everett Outboard. This morning, you're listening to the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. And John, we had Professor Puget Sound, Gary Krein on there last segment, you know, telling us the times, telling us the places. Didn't really touch on the tackle, and that's our job in this segment. How do we start making the correct tackle choices for the selective Chinook season that opens up this Tuesday, the 16th of July here, buddy?
Well, Tom, you hit it on the head. You have to have the correct choices, and you don't have to have a tackle box with a real, with this just gigantic, you know, choice that there is in there. You can have two or three choices in there, up to four at the very most, but, you know, you can, you can use herring, of course, and you love using herring.
Yeah.
But if you're going to use flashers, you know, the UV flashers, this is one of the game-changing things right here. UV's been around for a while, but now they're making really good UV flashers. I like the big wide face, the bright UV wide face with a red stripe on the flashers. There's two or three choices of that. Gibbs makes excellent flashers. And then two or three different colors of spoons. You know, you could use a white lightning, 3.5. You can even go down to the size 3 spoons. Red Racer, which is my favorite. Mike Chamberlain at Ted's calls me Mr. Red Racer, and rightfully so. And, you know, and then the cookies and cream spoon that the Kingfisher. But, you know, I think the real game changer in really cool tackle the last couple of years, and when I say cool, I don't mean cool looking. I mean cool that they catch
effective.
A lot of fish.
Yeah.
And that's putting these UV 1.5 UV squids on the hooks. And you can super glue them on there. You don't have to take your spoon all apart. You can just super glue these on there. And it's something that works a lot better. It's not something that's, you know, looks cooler and it makes you feel better about fishing. It's something that catches more fish.
I completely agree with you. Now, and so to make your choices, obviously you got to go back to the motivations. I mean, the fish are looking for an easy meal. So we need, when we make tackle choices, we need to look for a piece of gear that mimics the predominant feed in the area. Right now in Puget Sound, we have candlefish in some of the sandy areas, and we've got herring that are up in a water column some. So you got a range of size choices, John, between something that's very small, like a 3-inch offering, all the way up to 3.5, 4, even up to atomic plug here. You've got a 5-inch plug. So tell us some of the conditions that you observe on the water that indicate to you the use of a particular piece of gear.
Well, number one, we know there's going to be candlefish, and they're going to be really close to the bottom, like we talked with Gary Krein. You know, it's bump in the bottom type fishing, and your 3.0 Kingfisher spoons and your 3.5 Kingfisher spoons. You could go to the Coho Killer spoons. The only problem with Coho Killer spoons, you can get into an incredible shaker bite, and so they, you know, they can slow you down a little bit.
Oh, man, yeah.
Even though it's a good imitation. And then if there's 5- and 6-inch herring in the water, the plugs work really good. When we were fishing Vancouver Island last week, the Coho had 5-inch bait in them, and you know, it was large stuff. And when the fish are queuing in on large bait, then you can go to the plugs. What's really nice about the plugs, they're not revolving down there. You don't use them with flashers.
Yep.
You know what it's really good for, Tom, is the middle rod.
That is, that is the piece of gear for the middle rod or middle downrigger is the plug.
Yeah, and if there's
a couple of different reasons.
And there will be squid in the water down
there.
You know, you don't observe them too much, but if you clean your fish, they're, you know, sometimes they're about 3 inches long in Puget Sound this time of year, and sometimes they can be a little bit bigger, and then your 5- and 6-inch herring. So you're mimicking a couple different things. And the atomic plug is a really good plug to use with a flasher because you control it at up to 3 miles an
hour. Now, when you say use with a flasher, you mean use in conjunction.
Last
week we talked about complementary gear types.
That's right.
And so if you have a flasher in the spread, like we talked about, okay, running your flasher gear close to the bottom, you can run a plug on another rod and run it farther back. So maybe you're attracting attention from some of these fish on our deeper pieces of gear. they'll see that plug. And often the biggest fish of the season will come on that plug that's fished farther behind the boat and slightly shallower than the rest of your
boat. And that middle rod will only be down. Let's say you're fishing on 120 feet of water. Now, that middle line is going to be out quite a ways behind the boat because you have to get behind the other fishing lines. And it's only going to be down 60 feet because you don't want to have a good tangle up with a flasher and a plug because there's only one instrument that works when they're tangled, and it's called a pair of scissors.
Or a knife.
But and on the turns, you bring it up.
Exactly.
But it can be really, really effective. The fish can see this. We were making some videos up on Vancouver Island, and the fish can see this from, I'm telling you, Tom, from long, long distances. The fish can see your tackle from as far away as 40, 50 feet.
They see it or hear it feel it.
Because, I think they're hearing it.
They're hearing because, sound travels 7 times faster underneath water and is transmitted much more efficiently than it is through air. I mean, again, keep in mind the physical fact is that air is a very, it's not a dense medium at all. And so sound travels more effectively through water. The noise your boat's making, the noise your kicker's making, and definitely the noise that you're making with a flasher and even with a spoon, John. And that's what they're keying in on as well.
Yeah,
I've
seen fish on video last week that were up in the upper water columns, and they would travel as far as they would be on the surface, and our gear would be down at 65, and they would just head down. It was, they can't see underneath them.
Right.
And so they're seeing this different type of gear. So your flashers are making noise down there. It's probably imperceptible to us, but, the fish are attracted to the noise, and then once they can see it, they can see the UV flashing down there. They can cue in and go for it.
And let's not forget the number one absolutely foolproof way to determine what the bait is in the area. Yes, you can look at your fish finder, and if there's bait close to the bottom, it's most likely candlefish. If there's bait in the middle of the water column, it's probably most likely herring. But when you get back to the cleaning dock, do the gut content analysis. You're taking care of your catch anyway. Just pop that stomach open and see what was for breakfast.
Okay? It's pretty valuable information.
It's huge information. And you look at that and compare it with your tackle. Let that influence your tackle choices next time. And in that way, you're going to have the confidence it takes to stick with a particular piece of gear, John Martinez.
Yeah. One other tip, you got to fasten this stuff all together, too.
You do.
Do not, on a flasher especially, never, never use anything less than 30-pound test later. Because
the flasher and the gear.
And the spoon,
I agree.
Because they'll snap you. A 12-pound fish will snap you off right on the strike.
I agree. Mean, 40, even 50-pound test is not too big between a flasher and a spoon.
I've seen that happen. I've seen it happen to me a long time ago. Bango, you get a strike on the release, and you think, you got this fish. You come back, and there's nothing there. You got a flasher and no spoon.
There we go.
30-pound or more.
There we go. That's your 3 Rivers Marine Tech Line presented by Daiwa.